Senator Bunning blocks loot, embarrassing everyone. Stay tuned for UNnews. Of March 2010, Washington, the Capitol. Senator Jim Bunning again blocked the Senate from extending unemployment payments to the jobless. The motto of the U.S. Senate is, don't speak when you can nod, and don't nod when you can wink. And under its unique rules of procedure, the Senate can cut corners if everyone winks. Senator Bunning on Tuesday refused to wink and brought business, and notably loot, to a halt. Democrats bared their fangs, while members of Senator Bunning's minority party, whose name could not be determined, backed away from him and left his neck exposed. The issue was an extension of the beloved system that pays unemployed Americans tax-free cash plus health benefits for up to 99 weeks. Recipients wait for their old jobs to return, in the same city, at the same pay, while they do odd jobs under the table. The plan also covers Americans who claim that physical or mental condition or the bad economy permanently free them of any duty to do anything useful for their fellow citizens. Democrats had reinstituted a rule called pay-as-you-go, under which any senator who proposes anything useful has to agree to tax increases to pay for it. Senator Bunning awkwardly proposed that Democrats who wanted to extend unemployment payments had to cut spending somewhere else. Ironically, the extension of payments was proposed by an alleged member of Senator Bunning's own party, Senator Susan Collins of Maine. Quote, without fresh dollops of free money, I feel that Maine will physically crumble into the Atlantic Ocean, unquote, said a tearful Senator Collins. Her state's motto is Dirigo, which is Latin for I borrow. Senator Bunning from Kentucky said the extension would add $10 billion to the budget deficit, which is at unsustainable levels. Of course, this has been true for the entire Obama presidency, as well as the entire Bush presidency. The only thing that would have changed is that the long-range censors of the Starship Senate have just locked on to next November's election. The opposition leader, whose name was not known, is also from Kentucky. He had successfully pushed Senator Bunning to retire. Ironically, that means Senator Bunning doesn't give a bleep about re-election, the usual motive to keep borrowing money from China to give to people who don't work. The Senate's leader, Harry Reid of Nevada, has implored Senator Bunning to relent. He doesn't mean it. He is in the same election. He might survive by claiming Senator Bunning is the problem, and he will surely not survive by merely solving the problem. This has been UNnews, a service of Uncyclopedia. Straight talk from straight faces. My name is Spike. No, seriously.